Blog Talk Radio.
I was just saying to myself.
Peace, peace to the family. This is your man, Brother Insight, back on another edition of I Am Music. That was common with I Am Music, our theme song for the show. It is our second show, y'all. We are doing this five-week series entitled, What is the Top R&B Album of the Last 25 Years? Last week, myself, Brother Darius, we had a great number of call-ins that chimed in and was building with us on the show. Last week, what we did was we had almost 200 albums that we had to choose from, and we picked the top 64 albums to put into an NCAA-style bracket. And we have some great, great albums, and we're going to get into those albums in 1 second. But we broke those albums, we broke the whole list of 200 down to 64. And this week's show, we're going to do a seeding show. So in the next hour and a half to 2 hours, we're going to be seeding each album all the way from four number one seeds all the way to four 16 seeds. And then we'll have the bracket out mid-week to late end of this week, and then we'll let people start filling out their brackets. And then next week, we'll start the breakdown of each album versus the other album. So it's going to be a great, great show. I think we pretty much know a lot of the number one and number two seeds. It gets really interesting when we get into the four, five, six, and seven seeds all the way down to the 16 seeds. I got Brother Ramon, who's going to be joining us from the Ramon Morning Show out of Detroit, Michigan, who's a good friend of mine. We also have Brother Darius, who was with us last week, is going to be joining us. So let me get it started, and I'm going to go through the list real quick, and then we're going to, you know, get the brothers in here, and then we're going to start doing our seedings. The 64 albums, in case you guys missed last week's show, this is in no particular order. And then just to let people know, we set the criteria where each artist could only have a maximum of two albums, because some people probably could have had three or four different albums. When you look at some of the heavy hitter artists over the last 25 years, you know, the Jodeci's could have had two or three, you know, Boyz II Men, R. Kelly, Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans. You know, we wanted to keep it, you know, keep it kosher so everybody could have an opportunity to win. So each artist is only allowed to have a maximum of two albums. So let's start at the top, and then we're going to go all the way down. So, again, this is in no particular order. We have Lauryn Hill with The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. D'Angelo, who got two albums. He got Brown Sugar and Voodoo. R. Kelly got two albums. He got TP2.com and the R. Kelly album, his third album, self-titled album. Maxwell got two albums with Urban Hang Suite and Black Summer's Night. You have the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, which is a Babyface-produced soundtrack with a lot of Whitney Houston and other great artists on that soundtrack. We have Mary J. Blige. She got two albums. She got My Life and Share My World. The last week's show was interesting because a lot of people thought we should have went with what's the 411, but Share My World got the nod. We broke those two albums down and determined that, you know, Share My World had a few more cuts than what's the 411. Jodeci got two albums with Forever My Lady and Diary of a Mad Band. Erykah Badu got two albums with Mama's Gun and Baduism. Brandy got Never Say Never. India Ree got Acoustic Soul, as well as Voyage to India. That was the last album that was added to the list, the Voyage to India joint. So India Ree got two albums. Usher got two albums with Confessions and Usher, his debut album, the self-titled album. We was going with, it was either 8701, My Way, or this one. But we ended up going with Usher. Brother Matt M. Lou, the guy, called in and really, you know, made us look at the album and break that album down versus the other two albums, and we went with Usher. Anthony Hamilton got Coming Where I'm From. Faith Evans got two albums with Faith and Keep the Faith. 112 got their debut solo album, debut album 112, self-titled. Carl Thomas got his debut album, Emotional. Layla Hathaway got her album, Self-Portrait. Boyz II Men got two albums with Coolie High Harmony and Two. Jill Scott got two albums with Who Is Jill Scott, Volume 1 and Volume 3. Donnell Jones, Where I Wanna Be. Leah got two albums with One in a Million and her third self-titled album, Leah. Kelly Price got Soul of a Woman. Bell Biv DeVoe got Poison. Bilal got Firstborn Second. TLC, Crazy Sexy Cool. Donnie, The Color Section. John B., Cool Relax, Escape, Off the Hook. Robert Glasper, Black Radio. Lettucey, Lost and Found. Dave Hollister, Chicago 85, The Movie. Beyonce got two albums with Dangerously in Love and Four. Blackstreet Got Another Level, Josh Stone Introducing Josh Stone, Raphael Sadiq, Instant Vintage, Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys, Michael Jackson, Dangerous, Prince, Diamonds and Pearls, Janet Jackson got two albums with Janet and Velvet Rope, Floetry got Floetic, Eric Roberson got Music Fan First, we have the Boomerang soundtrack, which is another heavy Babyface produced and influenced soundtrack, Mint Condition got Definition of a Band, Tony, Sons of Soul, Music Soul Child, I Just Want to Sing, John Legend, Get Lifted, LSG album, Bobby Brown, The Bobby album, Tony Braxton, the self-titled Tony Braxton album, The Foreign Exchange, Leave It All Behind, and Vogue, Funky Divas. Those are the 64 albums that we have for the list, and we're going to go ahead and get it popping. I got my two brothers that's going to be joining me tonight. First, let's go to Cincinnati and bring in my main man, Darius Essex. What's going on, family?
Not much. What's going on, fam?
I'm great, man. I'm great. How you doing this evening, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. Just got off work, man. But, you know, ready for the show, man.
Exactly. I'm excited for the show tonight because I just went through the list for everybody that may have missed last week's show. We gave you all 64 songs. No, I'm sorry, all 64 albums. And then we're going to go ahead and start our seating process. And I got my brother. I think he's in the building. Let's go to Detroit and go to Motown Moon. I think he's in the building. Motown Moon, what's going on, family? How you feeling this evening, bro? Motown Moon, is that you? Okay, that might not be him. Who is Thundercat 1?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Chris the Rock.
That's my homeboy right there. Chris the Rock is in the building for the DYC from Dayton, Ohio. What's going on, family?
Hey, you know what it is. Let's get it popping.
Yes, sir. This is a serious music head right here. Not only is he a singer, songwriter, producer, but the brother knows his music, man. I've been knowing this brother for 20 years now. We met in 95, 20 years ago this year, man. And great brother has a very high musical pedigree, and I definitely value this brother's opinion. So y'all heard me go over 64 albums that made our list. Now we have to start a seating process. And I'm thinking the best way to do the seating process will be to to go backwards. I think it would be easier to go start with the albums that we pretty much know are probably number one seeds. So let's see here. Let me go back to my list, and then as soon as we start making decisions, I'm gonna put them in. So we'll be done at the end of the night. We'll have all the seedings ready to rock and roll. So let's go to you first, Darius. Pull out your number one seeds, man, that you think should be number one seed. Darius, you there?
Hello?
Okay, there you go. You can
hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, there
okay,
you go.
Okay, my fault. All right, I had Brown Sugar, I believe, Confessions by Usher, Mary J., My Life.
Yeah,
and Maxwell
right.
Urban
Hayes,
my first four.
Okay, so you said Usher, Confession, Mary.
Mary, My Life.
Okay, and then you said you had Lauryn Hill, and what was the last one?
Maxwell Urban Hayes.
Okay, cool. Let's see here. All right, Chris, what are some of your albums you think should be consensus number ones, and then we can start agreeing, and then we'll agree to disagree on other ones. What's name four albums you think that should be number one seeds as we get these brackets set up? Hey, Chris, we can't hear you, fam. You're having a real bad connection right now.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, there you go. I hear you now.
Okay. So are we picking, how many are we picking for the number one seed?
It's like the NCAA tournament. So you have four number one seeds, four number two seeds,
okay,
all the way to 4 16 seeds. Yeah. So
okay,
we're going to start with the ones.
Top of my list is D'Angelo Brown Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with I just by sheer numbers, I got to go with Miss Education of Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Jodeci Forever, My Lady Diary of Madman Force.
Hold on, you going with both of those albums, or you taking one?
Oh, that's two albums.
Yeah, that's two albums.
I gotta go with Forever, My Lady. All day.
I can respect.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then, well, I got three. I got one more. Hey, man,
listen.
That one. Oh, my goodness. That one is hard. Oh, my good. Oh, man. Look, hold on now. I gotta mess with Mint Condition on this one.
Ooh, that's a high C. Okay, I can respect that. So,
I gotta mess with Definition of Man.
That's a classic album. So let's do this. So we all agree that Lauryn Hill is the one C, correct?
All there day.
Overall number one C.
Okay, Lauryn Hill. We have Lauryn Hill. I think I had D'Angelo as the number one seed as well. Did you have Brown Sugar, Darius?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brown Sugar.
All right, so that's a consensus. We don't need to argue on that. What was the other joint? I had Jodeci, but I had Diary of a Mad Band. I thought Diary of a Mad Band was better than Forever My Lady. I thought the up-tempo tracks was better on the Diary of a Mad Band than Forever My Lady. They both was classic albums, though. Did you have a Jodeci album, Darius?
Not as the number one seed, though.
You didn't have a Jodeci album? Okay.
No.
And then I had My Life as the number one seed by Mary. I think you had that one or two, right, Darius?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris,
I think I might have said Maxwell Urban Hanks Week at my fourth, but I think I wanted Confessions in there.
Okay. Chris,
what do you think about My Life? You know, I'm always the type of guy, I love the beginning more than I love the middle or the end of a process. And the best Mary album for me was What's the 411? My Life was cool, but music to me marks time. And at that time in my life, you know, Mary, that sound that Puffy created for Mary. Hey, you know what I'm missing on this record? Hold on, cuz. I'm missing. I knew I didn't see her. I don't think Chase Evans is nowhere on here, son. There she is.
You'll see who?
There she is. She had 2021. Okay, I was about to say, Faith better be on here somewhere. But,
she got two albums on here. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to mess with that. My Life was cool, but it just didn't move me like What's the 411?
411. Okay.
When I say move me, I mean from a sonic and a time. A timestamp. Every time I hear that What's the 411, it take me back to, you know, graduation time in high school. It just means something to me.
I feel you. That's why I wish you were here last week, because we had this conversation. This was one of the longest debates we had picking. I think My Life was an obvious choice for everybody, even the callers that called in and people online. And we was deciding between Share My World and What's the 411. And when we put those two albums up against each other, Share My World to us as a unit, even the callers and the people online, it just had more bangers on there than 411. But I agree with you. 411 was one of those time signature joints. So I gotta go with My Life since we got 2-1.
Okay.
So as the third number one seed. So we gotta fill one more one seed. Let's see.
Sounds like a toss up. Cause everybody got a different four.
And then my other number one seed I got is RKelly2B2.com. I think that's his best album from top to bottom.
That is his best album from top to bottom, honestly.
I know Darius probably got that as a two seed, but what you think, Darius?
I mean, is that better than Confessions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hold on. I want you to consider this, Chris. One thing I give Joe Buttons credit for, we gave Joe Buttons and his podcast credit because they're the ones that inspired us to do this show. And Joe Buttons got a lot of credit for me because he said something that I have always said. Confessions is a classic album, but it could have been a step higher as far as classic, in my opinion, as it is concerned. I thought that album was sequenced horrible. I thought it was a lot of songs that was misplaced. I thought they could have did a much better job sequencing the album, but sonically, the whole time stamp, which Chris talked about, the album is a classic album, but I think TP2.com is a much better album. TP2.com had 19 songs on it, and none of the songs suck. You know what I'm saying? All of the songs was high quality. They're using R. Kelly at his best.
Wait. So is TP2 2000 better than Urban Hang Suite?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
If I'm outvoted,
yeah, I think TP2.com is a much better album. I mean, when you just go through the, I mean, we can pull them up. We can pull them up. Let's pull them up. You pull up.
I mean,
Maxwell
didn't have Urban Hang Suite didn't have like a whole bunch of singles for real outside of If It's Cool and Don't Ever Wonder. I mean, I'm not trying to downplay TP2000. I just think that Urban Hang Suite is by far a more well composed album than TP2000. And I'm not the biggest R. Kelly fan, and I think I had that at like a top two seed, and I'm gonna show respect to that album, but I just like Urban Hang Suite, and I will put Urban Hang Suite and R. Confessions as a one seed before I put that R.
Pull up. Did you pull up Urban Hang Suite? Because, I mean, you have to be honest. Do we all agree that R. Kelly is the undisputed, the best male R&B artist over the last 25 years? Like, I think that goes without a debate. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean necessarily he has to have a number one seeded album. But, I mean, when you look at TP2.com, I'm going backwards. Filling on Your Booty, I Wish Remix, I Don't Mean It, I Decided, A Woman's Threat, I Wish, One Me, The Real R. Kelly, Don't Say No, Fiesta Remix, Like a Real Freak, Just Like That, I Don't Mean It, The Greatest Sex, R&B Thug, Strip For You, and then TP2.com. I mean, that album is crazy, bro. That album is crazy.
Yeah, from a commercial standpoint, there is no way that Urban Hang Suite record can hang. From commercial, this first my first one. From a commercial standpoint,
I mean, why? Go ahead.
From a commercial standpoint, Urban Hang Suite can't hang with TP2. That's one. From a cultural standpoint, that TP2, people was chasing that TP. R&B artists are still chasing that TP2.
Correct.
Today. They're still chasing the sequencing of that album, the songwriting in that album. And the overall success, R&B artists are still chasing that TP2album.com. For me, Maxwell's a good artist, but he was okay, you know, he was the new version of Neo Soul at the time.
Correct.
He was just always him.
Right. I'm gonna disagree, but if y'all wanna make that the fourth number one seed, y'all go ahead. But you know how I feel about Kels, so
right,
you got
right. And then to back what Chris is saying, R. Kelly went to another level because he was already a successful artist at that time. You had Born Into the 90s, you know, 12 Play, the third self-titled album, which is on this list, which I think is right there with TP2.com. You know what I'm saying? And then you had the double R album, and then he came off the double album and came with this album. I don't think nobody saw this album coming. Like, I knew it was going to be a good album, but I didn't think it would be this good. So I got to go with TP2. It's 2-1, Darius.
You got it.
All right. Let's go to the number two seed. I think we everybody has mentioned Jodeci. I got to go with Chris on this one. I'm going to go with I got Jodeci, Forever My Lady. I got D'Angelo, Voodoo. I got Faith Evans, Faith. And then I have, what is my other number two seed? Oh, and then my other number two seed is Usher, Confession.
Mine was, I think I wrote this on Facebook, but I guess I got to change mine since we got two in there. I got Baduism, Forever My Lady, and then, you know, I didn't have Faith Evans' first album, but we can throw that on there. And then I got Brandy's Never Say Never.
Mm.
Number two.
Go ahead, Chris.
Number two, I'm going to go with Faith. I'm going to go with Brandy's album, Never Say Never. I'm going to mess with
Wow, y'all rating this Brandy album high, boy. I'm outvoted 2-1, so I'm just gonna put it down. We ain't even gonna waste time debating.
I'm gonna tell you why. That Never Say Never album was Rodney Jerkins' introduction into the world, and from there he was gone.
Now let me ask you this, Chris, because me and Darius debated this last week. And I'm going to say you and him know more about Brandy than me. Because Brandy was always the dope artist. I just thought she was always looking for that breakout album. I thought Full Moon was some of Rodney Jerkins' best work. And I love the Warren Campbell produced song on that album, He Is. So do you think Full Moon or Never Say Never was a better album?
Full Moon kills Never Say Never.
That's what I said last week.
Y'all are tripping.
Full Moon has nothing.
Hold on. Let me say it like this. Full Moon ain't even on here.
It doesn't deserve to be on there.
Listen. If Full Moon was on here, it would be number one seed. It would be almost.
That man. You said the exact same thing that I said last week, bro. Go ahead, my bad.
If Full Moon was the best produced album that I could say that I've heard in the decade between 2000 and 2000.
And now.
Nobody
knows that. I agree. I said that last week. That was Rodney Jerkins at his height, man. That album was produced so well, bro. I'm with you.
I listened to that album today. Listen to it, and I still hear stuff that I never got before, that I never heard. The way he placed instrumentation, I hear stuff now today in that record, and I've been listening to it for almost 14 years. It's crazy. That album is nuts.
We got to move forward, Chris.
But I would argue, I'm just going to put this out here, Full Moon is the greatest album besides Thriller that ever has been produced by in black music. I'm gonna say that.
Wow, that's a strong statement. I knew it, man. I knew it. I was like, man, Darius is not feeling this Full Moon album, but I knew it, man. I said that Full Moon album was a classic, man. But it didn't make the list, so we going where we stand with Never Say Never. So we agree with Brandy, Never Say Never, and Faith album. I think, Chris, you had Forever My Lady as the one seed. I had Diary of a Mad Band. So which Jodeci album we want to go with right here for a two seed?
I'll concede to Diary of a Mad Band. That joint was hard.
I'm cool with that.
Okay. All right, we got one more two seed to fill. I'm going to say Usher's Confessions.
I'm fine with that, too.
Chris?
I gotta be.
Okay. All right, let's go to the two seeds. We're moving now. The three seeds. We still have no Erykah Badu albums. We still have no NDIRE albums. And we still have another D'Angelo album and another R. Kelly album and another Mary album as well. So who do y'all have for y'all number three seeds? I'll start with Chris this time.
Three seed. My life was two seed, right?
Not my life is a one seed.
I'm going to go with Share My World.
Mm.
I will I'ma have to mess with Voodoo.
Voodoo?
Voodoo.
Okay.
D'Angelo as my three seed. I'm gonna go left on my last two. I love Black Streets Another Level.
Yes, you get no argument from me.
And then I'm gonna go with Baduism.
I like that. I got Baduism as a three seed. Did you got Baduism as a three seed as well there? I think you had it as a two seed.
Yeah. So I'm fine with it being
okay.
A three seed.
So yeah, let's just we all agreement on that one.
So I got a question. So if Maxwell Urban Hang Seed isn't a two seed?
Woo, we did look past the album. Wow.
So, I mean, it can't drop below a three. Like, if it's not a two, it should be a two. But I can't allow that to slip lower than a three
seed.
I
agree. All right, we got Baduism as a three seed. I'm saying Maxwell Urban Hang Sweet as a three seed. It can't go below
yes.
a three.
Correct.
All right. Chris?
He was killing that year. He was killing for 2 years straight, actually.
He was. All right, so we have two, three seeds, Baduism, Urban Hang Suite. What else deserves a spot in there? I'm going to say Jill Scott, Volume 1, man. Who is Jill Scott?
What was the single off of?
What was the single?
Yeah.
Long Walk. No, Getting in the Way was the first single.
That was the lead single. Long Walk was the second single. And then you had, what was the third joint? The third single probably was the best song, wasn't there? Is It the Way You Love Me?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Darius?
I'm cool with that.
Okay. So we got one more three seed to fill.
So how about
Escape. I'm just playing.
Escape off the hook?
No. Fuck it.
Wait, hold on.
No, I'm bugging, man. I'm just bugging.
I know.
That's a good album, but it ain't no three seed.
Coming from where I'm from, not a three seed.
No. I know that's your man. I love Anthony Hamilton, but that's not a three seed in my opinion.
I'm gonna tell you what's a three seed straight up. That Dangerously in Love album is a three seed, cuz.
I can go with that. We argued about that last week because I thought Dangerously in Love was better than Beyonce's 4 album, but Darius said 4 was better, and that's how Beyonce ended up getting 2 albums on the list.
4. Let me remember 4.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me with the 4, Darius. I know you know all those songs off the top of your head.
I Miss You, Countdown, Party, Love on Top. I can keep going. I'm okay with Dangerously in Love as a LZ.
Okay, so let's take a quick pause for the calls. We're gonna give y'all the top four seeds for first, second, and third. Our four number one seeds is Lauryn Hill, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo Brown Sugar, Mary J. Blige, My Life, R. Kelly, TP2. Our four number two seeds is Faith, Brandy, Never Say Never, Jodeci, Diary of a Mad Man, Usher, Confessions. Our 4-3 seeds is Erykah Badu, Baduism, Maxwell, Urban Hang, Sweet, Jill Scott, Who is Jill Scott, Volume 1, and Beyonce, Dangerously in Love. So I say to start off these four seeds, we gotta go back to, I got to go with D'Angelo Voodoo.
Yeah, I think that shouldn't slip past the fourth seed either.
I agree.
All right. What about
R. Kelly?
What about Cooley High Harmony or Boyz II Men 2 album? We haven't went to a Boyz II Men album yet.
Honestly, I think 112 self-titled album should be a part of this scene.
I agree too. And I think that's probably one of the best R&B male albums of that decade. After Jodeci and Boyz II Men, that 112 was right there with them.
Is that the one with Cupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Cupid, what's the joint with Mr. Cheech? Come See Me.
Yeah, man. That's,
Come See Me.
Yeah, that
only You.
Why Do I Love You Like I Do? Only You Remix. The album is crazy. So we're going with 112. I hate to go back to Kelly, but I think R. Kelly's third album, the self-titled album, was incredible.
Yeah,
you had
I think
Download, yeah. I Can't Sleep, Thank God It's Friday, Tempo Slow, Training My Life. What else was on there? I'm forgetting some commercial songs on that album.
Thank God It's Friday, Hump Bounce.
Yeah, Step
that.
In My Room.
I don't got a problem with that. That's one of my favorite R. Kelly albums, so I'm cool with that one. We're on the five seeds now, right?
No, we're on the four seeds. So
oh,
we got one more number four seed to fill out.
I'll put that Boyz II Men 2 album. Is that the one with Water Runs Dry on it?
Yeah, Water Runs Dry, Down on Bended Knees.
Yeah, I'll put that definitely in there. Oh, man, you know what we missing?
who we missing?
I ain't seen my boy Babyface on here nowhere.
And we had that conversation last week. He got the Boomerang soundtrack and the Way to His Hell soundtrack. None of his albums really popped off in the time frame that we doing this list. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, because that first album was like 89, 88.
Exactly. He just missed it. He just missed it.
Right.
Bobby Brown, My Prerogative was like that too. That's why My Prerogative wasn't on here. It was like 88, 89. Yeah. So, speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up, Chris. So we got four seed. I'm going to go with Way to His Hell soundtrack.
That's a beautiful soundtrack. Four seed.
I don't know about that one. Is that better than the Janet album?
I'm gonna give it to that Toni Braxton album.
Hold on, y'all. We just disrespected two legends. Back up. We got to back up. What about Michael Jackson Dangerous album and Prince Diamonds and Pearls album?
Those can be lower.
Dangerous was cold. Dangerous is right around a 4 or 5 seed.
It might be a 5 seed. It's definitely not a 4. Diamonds and Pearls is probably a 6 seed.
I was thinking the same thing. That's not one of Prince's strong albums, but it was strong. So who we got? Who's gonna fill this other four seed, y'all? Do Faith singer album deserve consideration there, or Mary Share My World? What
about
India Reed, Voice to India, or Acoustic Soul?
How about One in a Million?
Wow. That's when Aaliyah introduced the world of Timberland by himself and Missy songwriting. I don't know if I can disagree with that.
I'm almost with that. I'm with that.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you think about it, we had Rodney Jerkins introducing himself to the world on Never Say Never as a 2 seed. And I can say that 1 in a million is better than Never Say Never. We can debate that.
So, yeah, I mean, well, I don't know about that one. We can debate it. I mean, but it don't matter at this point. But
I mean, Brandy by far is a way better vocalist than Aaliyah ever was. But just the albums itself. But okay, we'll go with 1 in a million. So we have all of our 4 seeds. Let's go to our 5 seeds. All right. So y'all want to start looking at the legends? We got Mike, Dangerous.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Chris said Diamonds and Pearls is a 60. I got to go back to the list.
I'm going to say Floratree, that Floetic.
That's not better than Coming From Where I'm From.
I agree, Darius.
Y'all going to stop
up there, but I don't think it's
y'all talking Anthony Hamilton?
Yes.
Hey,
have you heard the album?
Yeah, it took me a minute
to get hip to Anthony Hamilton. I ain't gonna lie, because I wasn't feeling him at first.
Y'all just respecting that man.
Hold on, man. So let's see here. Oh, hold on. One Man got to be a 5 seed. That was a top to bottom album. Carl Thomas, Emotional.
Oh yeah, all day.
Yeah, no argument for me there.
I'm gonna tell you what else is a top to bottom album. That John B. record was fire.
Oh,
and see,
my God.
I know Derek. I feel the same way. That Cool Relax album was cold-blooded, man.
That album, from where I'm from.
I keep getting that vote. I'm going to keep caping for my man.
See, now you can tell the age difference. You know what I'm saying? Me and Chris is upper 30s. You know what I'm saying? Darius is upper 20s. You know what I'm saying? I love Anthony Hamilton, but that John B record is impeccable.
I'm gonna challenge both of y'all to go back tomorrow or this week and listen to both albums, and then come back and tell me what was the better album.
So we got Michael Jackson, Dangerous, and Carl Thomas, Emotional. We got two more number fives. Chris, do you want to give him Anthony Hamilton? Because right now I'm saying no. I don't think it's a 5 seed.
I can't do it neither.
So if you had to place that album, where would you place it?
I'm thinking it's like a 7 or 8 seed, bro, to be honest.
And that Janet Velvet Rope album was dope.
Yeah, we bugging, man. Janet got to be on the top 5, man. She hasn't been on the list yet.
That Velvet Rope album and that Janet album was dope.
That's why I said both of those albums are impeccable. I'm thinking we really could have made Janet like a in place of that Beyonce or that Aaliyah for real, but it's too late now. So which album y'all want to make a 5 seed, Velvet Rope or Janet? I think Janet is better than Velvet Rope.
I think Janet is better than Velvet Rope, too.
Okay, so that's the 5 seed. We got one more 5 seed to fill in. Is Escape off the hook of 5 seed? Or is that too high?
That's way too high.
All right. Any Iria Acoustic Soul?
Not better than Come From Where I'm From. Oh, no.
All right.
How about...
What about Bilal? Firstborn, second.
Now, that's a 5 seed.
No.
Bilal?
Mama's Gun. Mama's Gun.
Ooh, I can't disagree with you on that one, Darius. Because that Belial was crazy, though. I'm going to go with
Mama's Gun, it might be Erykah Badu's best album. It might be. It's arguable, but that can't be no lower than a 5 seed to me.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this list, and I think Mama's Gun is much better than Badu, but it's already set. So we're going to go with Mama's Gun. Now we hit the 6 seed.
You can throw Bilal on that one.
All right. So Firstborn, second. What about Prince, Diamonds and Pearls?
gonna tell you what's a fire album that I'm gonna put on this 6 seed.
Oh,
was that David Hollis's Chicago 85, the movie record album?
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes. We've come too far.
Jeez.
One woman band.
Jeez.
Take care of home.
Jeez.
I know Darius is not happy right now.
Crazy.
No comment.
But I will put Prince on here though, the Diamonds and Pearls record album.
I think we're letting Tony Braxton's first album put too far.
Yeah, Tony Braxton. Tony is nice too.
Okay, so let's do this. I got Bilal, Dave Hollister. I'm gonna go with Tony Braxton, and then I'll let y'all pick between Diamonds and Pearls or Coming Where I'm From as a 6 seed.
I'll concede.
All right. There you go, Darius. Your boy is a 6 seed.
That's too low. But that's
all right. So we at the 7 seed now, so we rolling. We moving.
Wait. Can I ask a question real quick?
Yes, please. Please do. Go ahead.
So cool, y'all got Cool Relax as a what seed? Has that made the list yet?
I didn't put it in there. I took it out. So you ended up getting him over. John B.
I was about to argue.
Since you brought it up, I gotta go. John B. Cool Relax right here.
I'm cool with that. I think it's Kiss
cool.
Soul should go here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Indy Irie, okay, I agree with that. If you go with her, I gotta go with my baby mama, Layla Hathaway. Self-Portrait. I know a lot of people might not be hip to that album as they should be, but that's her best work to date.
I would put Jill Scott on there too.
Her Volume 3 album?
Which one did we pick before? We picked Who Is Jill Scott, right?
We picked Volume 1, Who Is Jill Scott. So we got 2 7 seeds right now. John B. Cool Relax, Indy Irie, Acoustic Soul.
I'm gonna go with that.
What was the one you just threw out?
I threw out what did I just throw out? Oh, I threw out Layla Hathaway, Self Portrait, and then Chris said Jill Scott Volume 3. And if we still haven't put Diamonds and Pearls on her either. And we still haven't put Diamonds and Pearls on her either. If we want to talk about legends.
But Diamonds and Pearls, that's a given. He ain't going no longer a 7 seed.
All right. I agree with that. I can't disrespect Prince. That's my favorite artist of all time.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm gonna throw this out there and see what y'all think. What y'all think about that Waiting to Exhale soundtrack?
Yeah, I think it should have been on the list a long time ago.
It might be too low now, but I think it should go here.
All right, so we have our 7 seeds. Now we can go to the 8s. What about Kelly Price, Soul of a Woman?
That's not better than the definition of a band.
I agree
with that. So do we go with definition of a band right here?
Yeah.
I think Donnell right. Jones where I want it to be here.
Yeah, I agree, because my homeboy from the side dropping too low. I forgot about that album. Donnell Jones, Where I Want to Be. Chris?
I agree.
How about Crazy Sexy Cool here?
Yeah.
That's like that Escape album. I wouldn't fight against it, but... I need to go. Let me look at the list and see, because I know we forget.
Well, I mean, I would rather have this. I think the Escape album is better than Crazy Sexy Cool anyway. I was just throwing it out there.
That Escape album is more of an R&B album. And we still didn't even put what's name on here neither. Chris mentioned it earlier, but we didn't put Blackstreet Another Level.
I thought we was on there.
No, it ain't on here. Hold on, let me go back and look just to make sure. Nope, it's not on here.
Blackstreet got to be on there.
Yeah, they got to be
on there. I'm with that. I'm with it.
So we got one more AC to put in. Ooh, y'all forgot about y'all boy from Philadelphia. Music Air. Soul Child. I just want to say...
He's no longer.
You know what? I would put Flo Tree's album here.
Over his album? Chris, you did mention
Man,
the Flo Tree.
You know what? It's a toss up for me. Either one of them could go there.
Yeah.
So I'll let y'all break that one. It don't matter to me.
I will put Music at 7, at 8, and then put Flo Tree at 9.
Start off at 9? Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah, that's cool. I think the Diary of Lisa P should go here.
Okay, so we got 9. We starting off with Floor Tree Floetic. And then what else you say was a 9? What about my boys, Foreign Exchange, Leave It All Behind? Is it still too high for them yet?
They in the neighborhood, but I think it's a better album out there.
Okay, I can agree. Oh, hold on. What about Faith Evans? Keep the Faith. We don't have that album
yet. Keep
the
Faith. Yeah, that can go here.
All right. So that's 2 9s. Who else we got? Oh, what about Usher's debut album? I think that album deserves to be up in this spot. I don't think it's a low C album. You had some of the best producers of that. Yeah, we picked it over 8701 in My Way last week.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I remember now. Yeah, that's fine.
Chris?
I don't know how y'all picked that over 8701.
8701 was overrated. It had a bunch of singles on there, but the totality of the album was not solid. Usher's first album, you had The Many Ways, Think of You, Can You Get With It, Whispers. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of Albie Shore production, Devontae Swing, Chucky Thompson, Faith Evans singing pretty much background on every song. I'm glad Brother Matt called in because we almost slipped and left that album off the list. That album most definitely deserves to be on this list. And I think that's one of Usher's best albums. Usher. Go ahead, Chris.
Never mind.
Okay. So we got Usher. We got one more number 9 spot open up.
Instant Vintage.
Woo! Raphael Sadiq. I fought hard for that album last week, Chris. It didn't almost make the list.
Instant Vintage.
There is.
Instant Vintage. Oh, do we have Faith on there? Keep the Faith already?
Yeah, I got Poetry, Floetic, Faith Evans, Keep the Faith, and Usher. And then can we get this last spot to Raphael Sadiq?
Okay. All right, So for the next seed, this is 10, right?
Yep, we want to start with 10.
Are we letting Dangerous slip too far?
We already got Michael Jackson.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yeah.
I think Off the Hook can go here.
Yep. So we got Escape, Off the Hook, Chris.
we're talking what, 10 seed?
Yep. Don't forget, we got what's the name too? We got En Vogue, Funky Divas, Tony, Sons of Soul. Since we on groups,
I'm gonna go left on this 10 seed and say I believe
go ahead.
That your boy Robert Glasper needs to be on there.
Ooh, I agree, Chris. I agree. I can't sleep. I think that's the best R&B album in the last 5 years.
Radio is something special.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Like radio?
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Chris. Okay, if that's the case, we got Black Radio. We can't forget about what's the name either, man. Maxwell, Black Summer Nights.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's slipping too far now.
I'll go with that.
I think the Velvet Rope can go here too.
I thought we already put the Velvet Rope. No, we put Janet down.
No,
we
put Janet.
We're going
on
with
there.
Janet. Yeah, we're going with Janet. All right, so we got Janet. I mean, what you said, Velvet Rope, right?
Yeah.
And another album we let slip is Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a 10 seed.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Starting off the 11. Starting off the 11. Well, let's go back over the list and see what we got for 11. Some albums we don't have, we still don't have Beyonce's 4. Josh Stone introducing Josh Stone. Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys.
Josh Stone should be up there. I'm sorry,
Eric
I didn't cut
music
you off,
fan first. No, go ahead. You said Josh Stone should be up here?
Yeah, I almost think that might be too low now. But since we've already put it on there, we just put that slip. I think Josh Stone's album should be up on the next
scene. That's a great album, but I don't know if it deserves to be any higher than an 11 or 12 seed, to be honest. Because I'm looking at some albums that ain't on here yet. En Vogue, Voyage to India, Bobby Brown, Bobby, which is his second best album, LSG, John Legend, Get Lifted, Boomerang soundtrack, Eric Robertson, Music Fan First, who else? Beyonce 4. Legacy, Lost and Found.
Oh, man, we let that ride.
Yeah, man, we missed some albums, bro. All the top-heavy stuff we knocked out. I'm looking through it right now. Hold on. We tripping, man. We did not put Share My World on here, bro.
Oh, yeah, we bugging.
So do we take somebody out or do we just
go back to
Share My World? Share My World is not an 11 seed, bro. I can't do that. That would be disrespecting R&B music. You want to go back to the 5 seeds you said, Chris? Because I think it's like a 5 or a 6 myself.
What was the 5 seed?
Michael Jackson, Dangerous, Carl Thomas, Emotional, Janet. Erykah Badu, Mama's Gun.
You can take Janet out.
Yeah.
All right.
Now go to the 6 seed.
Hold on. The sixes. Tony Braxton. Bilal, Firstborn, Second. Dave Hollister, 85, Chicago 85, the movie. And Anthony Hamilton, Coming Where I'm From.
Dave Hollister.
And I'm gonna say Anthony Hamilton.
Y'all tripping. Chicago 85 is not. Oh my God. I give up, man. I so give up tonight.
Hold on. We're gonna do this. Hold on. I'm gonna take Janet
out. Have y'all
out.
Heard that
you
album? Have y'all heard Coming From Where I'm From?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yes,
Jermaine.
I did, brother.
I heard
you. So y'all saying that Chicago 85 is better than that?
Absolutely.
I think it is, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm done with y'all. Y'all go right ahead. I'm just still on the line.
I'm leaving it where it's at. I just had to replace that Mary album. Mary couldn't be no, I'm sorry, that Share My World is classic. That couldn't be no 11 seed. So we back at the 11 seed. Well, we can go off script right now. But, Chris, I'm going to ask you this. You weren't here last week, and we ain't never talked about this before. Who did Anthony Hamilton sound like to you when he first came out?
What does it matter, though? I'm saying, name a WAC song on Coming From Where I'm From.
I have to see the track list. But when Anthony Hamilton first came out, he sounded like a knockoff Dino from H-Town to me, man. When I heard him on that Pop Thugs Mansion, I'm like, who is this dude, man? I guess, no. You know, Dino had just died. I'm like, this dude sounds like a fake Dino, man.
I can see.
But what does that have to do with him producing a great album, though? Like, let's take away the idea of who he sounds like and who he may replicate. But what I'm saying is that Coming From Where I'm From is a soul album that has nothing but dope-ass records on it. It's well-produced. It's very synchronized. And I like Chicago 85. Chicago 85 starts off really strong, then it tapers off. Coming From Where I'm From is solid all the way through. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to let this ride. Y'all cannot drop that lower. Chicago 85 can't be higher than Coming From Where I'm From.
We're not going to move it. We're going to keep it where it's at. But I gotta say something, because the same reason we kept Yvonne off the list last week, you saying we should keep your man on there. Because you said Yvonne.
The same reason why we kept who off the list?
Yvonne. You said R. Kelly. Yvonne was an R. Kelly knockoff. And all I'm saying is your man was a Dino knockoff. Because if you listen to his
I never said he was a knockoff. I said Yvonne had a dope song, but I don't think he had a great album.
Yvonne ain't never had a great album.
Thank you. And that was my point. He has dope records, right, so, but he don't have a dope album.
Hey, I'm mad that Charlie Wilson ain't in the world.
Yeah, Chris, we talked about that last week too, man. Uncle Charlie had singles, bro. I don't know any of his albums that have been great. You know what I'm saying? The R. Kelly joint, my Charlie last name Wilson was all right. He had a couple album fillers on there, fam.
I'm looking at the track list for Coming Where I'm From. Mama New Love, that was hot. Cornbread, Fish, and Collard Greens. That was hot. Since I Seen You, I don't remember that. I remember Charlene.
That's the dopest song on the album, Since I Seen You.
What song was that? Oh, Since I Seen You was dope. Yeah, you got me hip to that, Darius. I came front. Charlene was dope.
Of course, the title track was dope. Lucille was dope. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had some records on here.
It's a 60.
All
that's
better
what I
than,
I'm not,
all
I'm,
better
I'm,
than Chicago.
It's a 60. It's a 60. Don't make me pull up the Chicago 85 track listing again. I had to do this last week. Don't make me do that.
It starts off strong. It tapers off.
That's not true. See, now you're about to make me pull it up. Because you did this last week. When you disrespected my Chicago brethren.
No, I'm not. I said it should be on the list. I'm not dismissing the album. All I'm saying
I think
a better quality of work.
No. I'm saying Chicago 85 is better than Coming Where I'm From. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to compete with
Chicago.
Hold on.
Chicago 85.
I'm not complete.
Oh, no.
Hold on, Chris.
Yeah, Chicago 85.
Hold on, Chris.
Hold on. That album is dope from front to back.
Hold on, Chris. I'm about to give it to you. I'm not complete interlude. Keep on loving. Take Care Home. One Woman Man. We've Come Too Far. You Can't Say. Your Baby's Daddy. Don't Take My Girl. Destiny. Doing Wrong. On the Side. A Woman's Will.
Oh, my God. That was crazy.
Those songs that you, the latter songs you name is, are not better than Anthony Hamilton's album.
No. I'm Not Complete is probably the best song of all here. I don't want to be a hustler. That's probably the only weak song on this whole album. I Don't Want to Be a Hustler. But the rest of these songs is crack, bro. I mean, they both number 60, so we arguing for no reason right now.
I thought y'all was about to knock it down, but go ahead. You're right, we spent too much time on it. We took
Janet Jackson out, so now we looking real crazy because now we have no Janet Jackson album on this. Oh, we got Velvet Roper number 10. So if that's the case, then we got to put Janet in at a level 11 seat.
Easy.
All right. Yeah.
So we got two more 11 seeds to fill. Do we put in I'm still looking at legendary groups like En Vogue, Funky Divas, Tony, Sons of Soul. I still like Foreign Exchange, leave it all behind.
I think John Legend might be slipping too far.
Yeah, Get Lifted. You ain't like Get Lifted, Chris?
No. He had a single.
It was all right.
Let It See the Austin Powers. Did we get there?
Nah, but it could be on there. Let It See.
Oh, yeah, Lost and Found. I'm thinking Lost and Found deserves to be right here, as well as Jill Scott Volume 3.
I'm with that.
Then I'll round that out with Tony, Son of the Soul. That's the one with Blue
Start
on.
Off.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to start off the 12 seeds with Jill Scott Volume 3.
Okay. Bobby Brown, Bobby.
Yep, you read my mind. Because Bobby can't slip, man. It wasn't my prerogative, but it was a dope album. We went through that track list last week, too.
That's that one with Humping Around.
We have something in Humping Around. We Have Something in Common.
Yeah.
I Gotta Get Away.
Yeah, Gotta Get Away. Yep.
Yeah, that album. Too.
Yeah.
That album was cold. They slept on that album. So we got Jill Scott, Volume 3, Bobby Brown, Bobby. Well, you want to look at your girl? I'm thinking Foreign Exchange is slipping too far because that's a dope album. Even though it's a modern album, it came out 5-6 years ago. I think that's a real solid album. And I think Donnie the Color Section is slipping too, man. I know a lot of people might not be into that album, but Marvin Gaye, Lil' Cousin, got to get some consideration. He can't be a 16 seed.
He can't to me because I ain't never heard it.
I'm going to give it to En Vogue, Funky Divas.
All right, Dad, I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm with that.
So we got one more 12 seed.
Kelly Price, Soul of a Woman.
Yep. All right, 13 seed. Now, I'm going to tell you some dope albums that we don't
hold
have.
Hold on. Wait. Is that better than Coolie High?
Ooh, man, you're right. Coolie High Harmony is dope. Yeah, Coolie High Harmony is dope. I agree.
Okay. All right. Let that one
hold on.
But Kelly's definitely a number 14.
To 13
seed.
Hold on, let me go back. Because what do we have? Boyz II Men 2.
That was up there.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Dangerous, 5 seeds, 4 seeds.
That Boyz II Men 2 album broke records, like, forever.
And you know what? We slipping, fam. We talked about that album, but it is not on the list, man. It's not on the list, bro.
Boyz II Men 2?
We don't have it on the list. We talked about it because I remember you asked the songs on there, Water Run Dry, and but it's not on the list, man. We tripping, bro. That's got to be up there.
We need to go back.
That's their best album. So, One Seed, Miss Education, Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo Brown, Sugar, Mary J. Blige, My Life, R. Kelly, TP2, Faith, Randy, Never Say Never. I'm telling y'all now, man, I think this Never Say Never got to come down, bro. I honestly don't think that's the 2 seed.
I'll
I don't got no problem with it.
I'll switch the Boyz II Men record with that Never Say Never.
I agree. It's got to. You know, we can't disrespect Boyz II Men like that. And then you got Jodeci, Diary of a Madman, and Usher, Confessions, and Soup Steve. So Boyz II Men is taking, we're taking Brandy out. So do y'all want to put Brandy all the way down there, though?
I guess at this point it don't matter, because at the end of the day, it's going to be all about matchups. So, you
exactly.
know, yeah, I mean, it don't matter for real.
So then we got Brandy, Never Say Never. Yeah, I'll do you a solid. Didn't we say Kelly? We didn't say Kelly Price Soul of a Woman.
Yeah, we said she was going to be a number 13 seed.
Okay, yeah, we starting off the 13 seed. So I'm going to take Jill Scott Volume 3 and put and replace that with Brandy. Sound like you in the studio, Chris.
Stay in here, man.
And then we got, okay, so we're going to start the 13s off with Kelly Price, Soul of a Woman. Then I got to replace it, Jill Scott. Volume 3. All right, so now we got to start looking at, do we go with Josh Stone? We got Foreign Exchange. You still got Donnie, the color section. We almost home.
We don't have four on there yet, right?
No, we on our third 13 seed.
Right, so I'm saying I think four should probably go here.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce. What about your girl right here, Josh Stone, or I think Donnie, I think Donnie got to go here, man. I got to speak up for Donnie. Y'all gotta go check out the color section, man. That album is impeccable. The real R&B heads go crucify me for this album being this low.
I'm pulling it in now. I bought that iTunes Music for $14.99 a month, so I can.
Yeah, I did the same thing too. It's free for 3 months. I got it.
Yeah, it's free for 3 months.
Wait, it's called the color section?
The colored section. Y'all got to check that out. All right, so I can go with, we at the 14 seed, so I can go with John Stone.
Oh, I know this cat.
Yeah, I know what I'm about to say.
I couldn't think of the name. I couldn't see the face with the name.
Right. What about Foreign Exchange? Leave it all behind.
Is that better than the Diary of Alicia Keys?
Damn, that album is low. This album is low. Damn, you right, man. Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys, Chris.
I'm with it.
All right, so that's gonna be a 14 seed. Damn, I wish she could have been higher. I think she deserves higher. So we got one more 14 seed. Hold on, we gotta put TLC Crazy Sexy Cool.
Yeah, that's too low.
No, it's not.
It is. I'm thinking we should replace Lettucey with TLC.
Crazy Sexy
Cool. Oh, I don't know about that one.
I mean, because TLC, they had mainstream success, but they also had the hood, too. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't great singers, but their music was powerful and effective. When you look at songs like, you know.
Crazy Sexy Cool had four records on.
Well, this should be the question.
Hold on.
This should be the question that we ask.
if you had to buy one or the other first, which one you going to buy? Crazy Sexy Cool, or are you going to buy Lost and Found?
I'm buying Lost
and Found. Okay, well, that's going to be the question when we start doing the matchup next week. Okay, so, all right, I'll leave TLC at the 14th seed. So now we got the 15th seed. We got 8 more albums left, and I got to look at the list because I can't remember the rest of them. That hasn't been mentioned. Let's see. We still got NDIRE Acoustic Soul. I think that needs to be on here.
That might be too long.
It really is. Because I thought that was... Hold on. I think I already got Acoustic Soul. I meant Voyage to India. Yeah, I got Acoustic Soul as a 7th seed. So, yeah, Voyage to India is her album that's not on here yet.
Oh, man.
Is that a 15 seed?
It is, I mean, man. It has to be at this point, but that's too low.
See, this going to make the matchups interesting then.
Yeah.
All right, what's another 15 seed we ain't got? Let's see. Let me go back to the list. I got to go with Foreign Exchange. I can't make Foreign Exchange
to go
15
there.
Seed, though.
The Boomerang soundtrack can go here.
Yes. Man, that's too low.
No, it's not. I think it's where it needs to be.
That introduced Toni Braxton to the world, bro. That was like her coming out party. That that Boyz II Men joint was on there, too. What was the Boyz II Men song on that soundtrack? Oh, it was probably their biggest song. Oh, man. What was the name of the Boyz II Men? That's going to make me mad. I hate when I do that. The Boyz II Men song on Boomerang. Oh, that's going to burn me up. I'll figure it out before the end of the night. So we got one more 15 seed. Let me go back to the list and see who we forgetting. So we got Kelly Price. We got Donnie, John B, Escape, Barbara Glasper. Yeah, John Legend.
Wait, what Escape album we got? Off the Hook.
Yeah.
That's too low. I mean, I guess we need 15 seeds, but I think that should go here.
No. Off the Hook. I mean, we already got Off the Hook. Off the Hook is the what's his name?
Oh, okay.
That's further up the list. Yeah, Off the Hook. Where is Off the Hook? Yeah, Off the Hook is a 10 seed.
Oh, okay. John
what
Legend.
What was the last album we just missed? John Legend, okay. Now we're in the 16th seed.
Y'all want to put John Legend here?
We got Donnell Jones already.
I'll go with LSG, Get Lifted.
Yep, LSG, yep. Get Lifted is the last 15th seed.
Okay.
I just think that's way too low. But, I mean, it don't matter now, but.
For LSG?
Nah, I was saying John Legend Get Lifted is a little too low.
That just means he'll win out.
We got some dope albums on here, though. This list is cold-blooded. We got some dope albums.
Yeah.
So what else are we missing? Let me go through. We don't even have we have Voyage to India. Yeah, we got that. Okay, all right. So let me go through the list.
We don't have
India,
the Aaliyah.
Funky Beatles.
Aaliyah's,
damn, that's not a 16th CD.
The self-titled album.
The self-titled, that's her last album before she passed.
And did we ever put Cool Relax on here?
Put what on there?
John B.
Hold on. Do we not put my dude on here, man? If we don't got John B on here, Josh Stone about to get
I think
place.
That album is perfectly placed.
You made him John B for the last 2 weeks. Yeah, John. We got John B as a 7th seed.
Okay. Might be a little high, but.
So we got 2 albums left. I got to go find which 2 ain't on here. Tony Braxton, Foreign Exchange, Invo, NDIRE, LSG, John Legend, Music, Tony, Mint Condition, Boomerang. Oh, Eric Roberson, Music Fan First. People slept on that album. That album is dope, man. And we got one more album left. I'm about to send this to Eric Roberson, too. He's like, oh, y'all got me in the 16th seed. Do we get Prince? Y'all got Diamonds and Pearls, Michael Jackson, Raphael Sadiq, Josh Stone, Blackstreet, Beyonce, Dave Hollister, Legacy, Robert Glasper, Escape, John B., Donnie, The Color Section, TLC, Bilal, BBD, Kelly Price. I don't even think we got Kelly Price on here yet, I don't think. Or do we keep pushing? No, Kelly's on here. Okay, we got Kelly. What's the one album? That's Donnell Jones, Jill Scott, both her albums. Vocal Boys to Men albums. Layla Hathaway, Carl Thomas, Faith.
We got In Vogue.
Yep.
Are we forgetting The Velvet Rope?
Oh, you know what? We made a huge mistake. We got to go back. I just figured out what album we forgot. Y'all not going to believe it, neither. And let me look just to make sure, because we got to go back. Yeah, we got to go back. Y'all will not believe what album we forgot. And we was discussing it. Now, y'all going to figure out once I tell you this. We was discussing it as a 1 seed and a 2 seed earlier, and we forgot. We got to this whole list and didn't get to this album.
Voodoo.
Who?
You talking about Voodoo?
Nope. Voodoo is on here. Voodoo is a 4 seed. Forever My Lady.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do some shit. So the 1 seed is Lauren, Brown Sugar, My Life, TB2. The 2 seeds is Faith, Boyz II Men 2, Jodeci, Diary of Madman, Usher, Confessions, 3 seeds, Baduism, Urban Haynes Suite, Jill Scott, Volume 1, Beyonce, Dangerously in Love. Honestly, I would rather listen to Forever My Lady over Dangerously in Love.
Mm.
Now, I'm not saying drop Dangerously in Love all the way to the 16th seed, but we got to make some adjustments. Because Jodeci, Forever My Lady is one of the best R&B albums. I mean, it's not a 16th seed. We made a huge, huge mistake. Or do you want to leave it there and let's look at the 4 seed? D'Angelo, Voodoo, 112, R. Kelly, Aaliyah, One in a Million.
Aaliyah, One in a Million can probably be dropped down.
Okay, so what do we drop back then? So I say put Boyz II Men as a 16 seed since the 15 right now, because that was the last song to make the list. Last album to make the list last week, to be honest.
All right, that's cool.
And then, what album did I say take out at the top? Aaliyah. Yeah, and then I say Aaliyah, One in a Million, has to be a 15 seed. And then her other album, Aaliyah, is a 16 seed.
All right. I mean, the difficult part in all this is that, like, you got so many dope albums, it's really hard to try to figure out, you know, what should be placed where, because it don't matter. Like, you won't have one dope album go up against another dope-ass album. So, you know, the competition is going to be tough, really, at the end of the day. Like, that 16 seed is probably not, like, a real live 16 seed, you know what I mean?
Right. When you look at basketball. All right, so we got our list, y'all. Let's go from the top. Our number 1 seed, Lauryn Hill. Hey, Chris, you still there?
Yeah, he ain't been heard from in a minute.
Chris, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. I hear you. Yeah, I hear you now. You had dropped. Now you back. All right, Chris, so since we're going to do a number one overall seed for the whole bracket, are we saying Lauryn Hill, Miss Education, is the overall number one seed of the whole tournament?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to go with that. All right, so Lauryn Hill, number one
seed. Hey, you didn't even want to put that on the list at first.
No, because I was debating whether or not if that would be classified as a hip-hop album more so as R&B. But it's definitely an R&B album. All right, number one seed, Lauryn Hill, Miss Education, Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo, Brown Sugar, Mary J. Blige, My Life, R. Kelly, CP2, Faith Evans, Faith, Boyz II Men 2, Jodeci, Diary of a Mad Man, Usher, Confessions, Erykah Badu, Baduism as a 3C, Maxwell, Irma Hang, Sweet, Jill Scott, Who's Jill Scott, Beyonce, Dennis Lee Love, 4C, D'Angelo, Voodoo, 112, R. Kelly, Jodeci, Trevor My Lady, 5C, Michael Jackson, Dangerous, Carl Thomas, Emotional, Mary J. Blige, Share My World, Erykah Badu, Mama's Blood, 6 seed, Bilal, Firstborn, Second, Dave Hollister, 85, The Movie, Tony Braxton, Anthony Hamilton, Coming Where I'm From, 7 seed, John B., Cool Relax, India Re, Acoustic Soul, Prince, Diamonds and Pearls, Waiting to Exhale, Soundtrack, 8 seed, Mint Condition, Definition of a Bed, Donnell Jones, Where I Want to Be, Black Street, Another Level, Music Soul Child, I Just Want to Sing, 9 seed, Floor Tree, Floetic, Faith Evans, Keep the Faith, Usher, Raphael Sadiq, Instant Vintage, 10 seed, Escape, Off the Hook, Robert Glasper, Black Radio, Maxwell, Black Summer Nights, Janet Jackson, Velvet Rope, 11 seeds, Bell Biv DeVoe, Poison, Janet Jackson, Janet, Lettucey, Lost and Found, Tony, Sons of Soul, 12 seeds, Brandy, Never Say Never, Bobby Brown, Bobby, In Vogue, Funky Divas, Boyz II Men, Coolie High Harmony, 13 Seeds, Kelly Price, All Over Woman, Jill Scott, Volume 3, Beyonce, 4, Donnie, The Color Section, 14, Josh Stone, Introducing Josh Stone, Foreign Exchange, Leave It All Behind, Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys, TLC, Crazy Sexy Fool, 15 Seeds, Aaliyah, One in a Million, Foreign Exchange, oh, hold on, I got Foreign Exchange on here twice, so we missed the album. Let's go back.
I got those two. All Thomas. Donald Sons. Give me 1 second, fellas.
Did I say Black Street? Did y'all hear me say Black Street, Another Level?
I don't recall.
I don't remember saying it either. I remember discussing it, but I don't think we got it down. Yep, it's not on here. Oh, yes, it is. It's an 8 seed. Okay, I got that.
So what album am I missing? Another Level, Josh Stone, Raphael Sadiq, Michael Jackson, Lil Freak, Eric Robinson, Boomerang, Mint Condition, Music, John Legend, LSG, Bobby Brown, and Vogue, NDIRE.
Damn, we missing an album. Did I get Velvet Rope and Janet? Yeah, Janet Jackson. Yep, I got both of them. I see them right there. Eric Robinson, Floor Tree.
We trying to figure out who we
missed. We missed the album.
Is it In Vogue?
Right, I got some, yeah, In Vogue Funky Divas is a 12 seed. Do I got Prince on here?
Dangerously in Love.
Y'all even say, I got Dangerously in Love. That's high. That's a, that's a,
but you just dropped,
that's a three
you just
seed.
Dropped. Did you just say you would rather just, oh, you said Beyonce four.
I put Jodeci as a four seed for Ever My Lady because we forgot about that one.
Okay.
But what was the, what was the album I just said?
Did we get Bilal?
Bilal is a Firstborn. Second is a, it's up there. It's a six seed. I moved down both of Leah albums. I got both of Leah albums on here. Eric Robinson, LSG, John Legend, Boomerang, Foreign Exchange, TLC. LSG, we got Bobby. I just saw it. Oh, I think it was Prince. I think we don't have Prince on here. Diamonds and Pearls. Oh, it's on here. It's a seven seed. Damn it, man. Lost and Found, Letticy. What was Letticy? Letticy's 11 seed. I got her. So I'm going to go through the list, man. Shoot. We got Lauryn Hill, D'Angelo, both albums, R. Kelly, both albums. Do we have Maxwell? I got Black Summer Nights and Urban Hang Suite. What was Urban Hang Suite? That was pretty high. That was a three seed. Okay, I got those. Waiting to Exhale soundtrack, Mary J. Blige, Share My World, My Life. Hold on, that might be the one right there. Oh, that Share My World is a five seed. Okay. Jodeci, both albums. Badu, both albums. Brandy, you know what? I don't think I put Brandy back on here. Never Say Never when I switched it. We go to that. Yep, Brandy's. Oh, no, I got her. She a 12 seed. Damn. That ain't it. Confessions, Usher, Remember Where I'm From. Anthony is on there. 112 is on there. Paul Thomas. I got Layla Hathaway. I think I mentioned Layla and didn't put her album on here. Yep.
So that was the one you was missing?
It's Layla Hathaway, y'all. So we gotta make an adjustment. Layla is not a 16 seed. That self-portrait is not a 16 seed. So we gotta make an adjustment real quick. I think Layla deserves to be, what do you think, Darius? 10, 11, 12 area?
Yeah, that sounds about right. So what's 10?
10 is Escape, Off the Hook, Glassdoor, Black Radio, Maxwell, Black Summer Nights, and Janet, Velvet Rope. We already moved Janet once. I don't want to move her again.
You can probably move Escape down.
All right, so Layla Hathaway will be a 10 seed. All right, and then Escape will take the foreign exchange spot. So I'll keep foreign exchange at a 15 and put escape at a 14. I think that's fair. They're not going to win
cool.
it anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start back. I'm not going to read all these again. So I think, well, we's at 13. Kelly Price, Soul of a Woman, Jill Scott, Volume 3, Beyonce, 4, Donnie, Color Section, 14, Josh Stone, Escape, Off the Hook, Alicia Keys, Diary of Alicia Keys, TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, Aaliyah, 15, Foreign Exchange, 15, Boomerangs, 15, John Legend, 15, 16 Seeds, LSG, Aaliyah, Eric Rubens, the Music Fan First, and NDIRE, Voice to India. All right, so we made good time in this week. So I'm going to go to Chris for any closing remarks you got to say about tonight's show and what you look forward to with next week's show when we start the head-to-head matchups.
I know that's when the real argument's going to start.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to it, though.
Absolutely. Chris, man, get in the studio, fam. Make some more bangers, man. Y'all know this brother. He's written for the likes of Kelly Price. Who else you run for, man?
I don't like doing that. We work
well,
with Kelly.
I'm going to have a...
Arkham.
I'm gonna have a list.
Chris Brown.
Right.
Russell Cash.
Right.
Sunday Four.
I'm gonna have a list next week since he's being modest today.
All those good people.
But man, we appreciate you, bro, for taking our time on your busy schedule and joining us on tonight's podcast. We really appreciate that. We can't wait to get it in next week. Brother Darius Essex. Anything you got to say about tonight's show, and what do you think about, you know, next week's show coming up when we start competing?
I just want to reiterate that I think that you all should, again, go back and listen to Come of Where I'm From, because I think you guys are not giving that album the credit it deserves, number one. And number two, I think we're going to have a few upsets, because I think, you know, a lot of people's personal bias towards their particular artist is going to be up there. But I think it'll be interesting. You know, at the end of the day, I think there is only a handful of albums that are actually going to be in the discussion to win. So I'm interested to see where this goes.
I agree. I think next week is going to be really interesting just because of the simple fact that now we get to bring up those lists. Next week is the week where you bring up album lists and you compare track one on this album versus track one on that album all the way through. So I think next week is where it gets really, really interesting and the debate truly starts. As Chris said, it's gonna be off the chain. It's gonna be dope. And hopefully some more of our cast members will be able to join us next week. I know Cat's been busy, you know, taking care of business. But, man, it has been another great show. I'm happy with our list, first of all, that we compiled last week. I'm definitely happy with the seating. I think we got the seating right. You know what I'm saying? Some people may be upset. But I'm going to go and get the bracket, and I'm going to fill it out tonight, and hopefully I'll be up late tonight. I'll probably put it out on social media tonight so people can, you know, start filling out their brackets based off of the seedings that we did tonight. So hopefully y'all like it. This is only show two. Show three next week is going to be off the chain. We'll probably get through the Sweet 16 next week because I don't want to go too far. I want to save it in two shows. So next week we'll go all the way from 64 to 16. And then the last Tuesday, the second Tuesday after today, we'll do the 16 all the way down to the champion. So we're going to keep it fun and keep y'all, you know, coming back for more. This is the newest show on iCandy Radio called I Am Music. I am your host, Brother Insight, with my guest tonight, Brother Darius Texas, and my homeboy, Chris Surratt. We will see y'all next week, family. Peace and blessings. Thank y'all for joining us. Yeah.
them. Some cats I hold notes to cast for them. On streets I rap with them, in ghettos I blast for them. Master them at the party and all. See the universal language at the body and all. With the Billie Holiday, Bob Marley and y'all. Y'all feel most high when I be in y'all. System with the rhythm I up jump the boogie. Same I rely on record labels to push me. Since the bush, I've been y'all way to escape. Do 8 tracks, wax CDs, tapes, I am music.
Roll with when your ride is sparked. The change that came, the change that comes.